What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Gnarly Munchies. It's me by myself. I just felt like I need to do an episode by myself. I took a month off. I need to rest. I need to take time. I need to take a second. And this is one of these episodes, these random episodes, where you catch me solo. I don't know if it's going to be a short one. I'm just going to talk and talk about things, talk about skateboarding, talk about like the events that has been happening in my life and what's been going on. So, like, I further distanced myself from the community because the community likes to embrace thieves. And that's why you won't see me at certain events. It's just weird. That part's weird for me because I remember back in the day where if you stole from the skate shop, like, it was a dub for you, bro. Just like so many other people that we dubbed out of the fucking community for stealing from Uncle Funky's or the Loft or whatever. Yeah, I got dubbed, son. That's just longboarding culture. At this current moment, I'm just skateboarding, bro. It doesn't matter what board I ride. It doesn't matter what brand I'm on. I can ride any fucking board, any style I want. And that's the cool shit about skateboarding. It's like, bro, I can go from a fucking 8.5 to a 34-inch fucking 9.5 and ride 9.5 downhill versus the 8.5. I could do both, but in a sense, it's this thing when you develop different styles of skateboarding, because there's this little stupid trend. I think it's personally stupid of a group of people calling the shit longboarding. It's trying to separate the two things when, in fact, it's just looked at as skateboarding by the general public. And it's skateboarding, essentially, because that's how long it's been around. There was never been a discrimination in size board. The changing in board and stuff like that came with the whole progression in 1985 to 1995, popularity of skateboarding started to increase. You gotta know your fucking history. Before then, guys was just going out ripping on random shit, bro. Like, trying to experiment, see how things would go. People were experimenting back then. Well, fuck this guy, his fucking loud ass truck. I'm trying to record a show outside. Hurry the fuck up, nigga. Hurry up. Fucking loud ass truck taking your sweet ass time about to make mad noise. Yeah, fuck you, bro. Straight fuck him. Like, fuck that guy and his loud ass truck coming down a residential area in the morning. Never mind. Oh, here comes this princess lady. She always got a head there. Actually, let me take that shit back. There was that one time. I'm doing a show right now. I'm talking shit about you. Not good shit. It's good shit. It's not bad shit. I'm just talking shit. I'm talking about the one time, the only time I seen you without your shit done. You know it's fire when you do that shit. I'm happy to make you laugh too. You're welcome. Anyway, that's my neighbor. I talk shit to everybody in the world. Yeah, I'm not fucking afraid of human interaction. Anyway, as I'm out here talking shit and, like, living my life, this is my skateboard story. This is my skateboard life. I live in a fucking hood, bro. I really don't. I'm fuck with nobody but my immediate circle. This is what it is, bro. Like, and to be out here documenting a skateboard story, or multiple skateboard stories. Sorry. Multiple skateboard stories. Not only my story, but other skate stories. It's cool, bro. But to be honest, some really shitty people in this fucking environment. Some snake-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers. I just gotta say that shit right now. Some snake-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers. The worst part about snake-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers is I'm being blunt. I'm just going to be blunt right now for a bit. This is an episode of Gnarly Munchies and my skate event, church, bro. The thing about these bitch-ass motherfuckers, they'll stand you, like, you'll set a date and time with them, and they'll fucking stand you up with no reason, no time, no call, no nothing, no fucking, and then they'll have you travel to their fucking house and make excuses why you can't do this without even telling you, without warning, because they know they don't give a fuck about what the fuck going on. They don't really care. Secondly, now you have another group. You got groups of people who are fucking creepy as shit too. That was a long time ago. I stopped fucking with those people. This is the New York City scene, mind you. This is the shit that I'm just talking about right now, bro. And I'm not even fucking bullshitting you right now. Like, yo, son, how did Bustin literally pick up mad people, son? How did Bustin pick up those people, bro? How did they make that decision when you had people like Michael, Mad, Quasi? Despite his faults, I stopped fucking with Quasi. Most of y'all niggas don't know that shit. So, Quasi, I'm like, these niggas, y'all don't understand how close we were. Y'all really don't understand how close we really were, and how often we would skate and how often we'd actually hang out. See, that's the difference. How often we actually hang out, man. That's the wild shit. We used to do shit. We used to skate in 2-degree weather, bond, and all the other shit. The snake ass niggas out here, I'll tell you who the snake was. If you want to know who the snake was, it's some short ass motherfucker. And if you don't know him, he's a weirdo. He's one of those weirdos who like to date young girls. But anyway, that's not here or there. At the time, we all should have said something about that shit, but your niggas was crazy because I didn't know nobody's age at the time. And you got the motherfucking photographer going around. Yeah, your Burway Bomb champion's a fucking creepy ass nigga too. Y'all think I'm playing when I say this shit. Now I'm making a whole episode about it. I was going to sit down with Big Wave Dave with this shit, but nah, bro. I'd rather just sit down with myself and, like, really just talk. As I take a step back and reevaluate what I want my show to do. Because originally, I wanted to help the community. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to record these fucking stories. And I wanted to tell a story. And I want to help a community grow. That was my original fucking thought. That was what I wanted to do. As the shit started to grow, you see more people trying to chase clout, more people trying to do wild shit, more people trying to shoot shady, snake-like. So there's people that be manipulating shit, bro, be out here talking behind people's backs. That was the first thing. That's why another reason why I stepped back, because I'm sitting here out with people when they talking behind people's back. Bro, I'm from the hood where you talk around people back and you get punched in the fucking face, bro. Like, what is wrong with y'all? But here goes the thing, son. I can't be like that, son. I can't go out here and be like, oh, nigga, what the fuck wrong with y'all? And start snuffing people. That's wrong. It's wrong. My whole life, my whole mindset changed with this shit, bro. This is the crazy shit. My whole mindset changed with skateboarding. But then when I mean a mindset change, it's like I'm looking at hood shit as dumb shit now, bro. Like this shit is dumb, right? And I'm over here like, yo, so I'm just gonna try to get the community, trying to skate, trying to do my life, trying to live, bro. Trying to exactly live. Have that experience. I've met so many fucking amazing people. This shit is fucking awesome. Awesome. Right now I'm trying to get the lands down. I have an opportunity to crash into people's cribs, bro. Like fucking dreams type shit. Dreams. But then I see shit like snake ass motherfuckers in the homeboy community. But I enjoy skateboarding. That's the thing. There's people that separate that shit, right? They call it longboarding, but it's not skateboarding. And I have fun skateboarding. I don't know why people separate longboarding and skateboarding. This shit is foolish, man. It's skateboarding. They're selling the same shit. Motherfuckers look at that shit. I'm repeating myself. But motherfuckers look at that shit and they be like, yo. Yo. That's fucking skateboarding. That's fucking skateboarding. What the fuck are you doing skateboarding on our lot? Sir, it's a longboard. They looking at you like a fucking retard. And if you get offended by that word, I do not give a flying fuck, bro. Like, cancel me, bitch. I'm tired, son. There's been controversy after controversy, silliness after silliness, and you guys sat here and accepted it. It's not cool. This shit is just, I don't know, man. Hey, how you doing? Morning. I just don't. Man, I don't get it. I don't get the direction. And then I see the skate shops hurting too. Like, I'm going around to different skate shops. I'm looking at them hurt, man. I'm looking at the skate shop hurt. And the skate shop's hurting because people are buying things online, so they no longer have the skate shop experience. That's gone. The skate shop experience is gone. You no longer have that first feel when you walk in, you choose out your trucks, you choose out the board, you choose out the, like, you're choosing each standardized piece of your skateboard just because you wanted to learn something. There's an intimacy in that. There's a real intimacy there. And then that first time that you actually stand on that board, you're trying to figure out how to move the thing. You're like wiggling in. You're like this is shit that I did, bro. I stood upstairs in my bedroom. Like, the day I decided, I was like, yo, I'm gonna get a skateboard. Cause I first got a skateboard. Let's be real. I first got a skateboard when I was 6. That was because Ninja Turtles. Michelangelo was a skateboarder. That shit was lit. It's on. Right? So I got my skateboard because Michelangelo. That shit got stolen by this dude that I knew him with. Tragedy happened on Linwood. Lemon guy's karma. But that's not even here and there. He became a different person. I mean, he can't fault people for whatever the fuck happened. So we fast forward time. And now I'm at an adult, and I'm like dealing with a whole bunch of shit, bad headspace, not really a good person. I was rapping though, but I was nice, but I still wasn't a good person. And then what happened? I was like, yo, son, I was at work. So that's just little changes happening because I was at work doing battle rap. Like, spitting for people, going to fucking different things, doing Tiny Chat, fucking rapping with actual rappers that you probably know now. It's kind of crazy, you know. Just type shit crazy, like, when you think about it. Like, the direction that my life could have went. You're fucking wild, bro. I could have been a wild rapper. Y'all don't fuck around and find out. But anyway, I chose skateboarding. That's the wild shit. I chose skateboarding. It's crazy. And it was because one of my coworkers came in with the skateboard. And I looked at him, boy Ivan, son. Still to this day, we chat back and forth. I'm gonna skate with that motherfucker, but he always busy. Like, I want to see if he still got it, because I got really good. And I'm like, from that time and that experience, from being pleasurized to walking away from the union, but forever being a part of the union, I don't understand that shit. I'm forever from Shropper's Union. That shit is tied in on me. Shropper's Union forever. We were saying that shit in the basement. We had so much shit planned. Oh my god, if me and Dave had the motherfucking opportunity that we really were supposed to, bro. If Ray just let us loose, bro, we had badges on boobies. We had fucking multiple fucking cook-offs, multiple races. Like, we had sponsorships ready to go. And bloop, fuck out of here, nigga. Yeah, what? Who the fuck do you think you are? We remember that shit fucking ideally. I wish I should have waited for Dave for this episode, but I don't think it would have. I don't think this episode would have made sense if Dave was here. And I don't think I would have got as much out if Dave was here. I gotta do one with Dave and let him talk his story. Because this shit is wild, bro, from where I'm at to where I'm at now. And, like, how I'm like, you know what? This is not really a community. These are clout chasers looking to become famous. These are skateboarders. It is so crazy. And it's not even like, it's not even like, what is this shit called? It's not even like, how do you describe it? When I say these are skateboarders, it's like, they ride everything. Like, when I meet these people, there's certain people that I'm not naming names. I'm not dropping names. I'm not clout chasing. Fuck y'all. Like, I know real. Jeez. Bro, these niggas are skateboarders, bro. Like, they're straight skateboarders. Like, it don't matter what board you on, son. What we doing? What we riding? What we skating? When we link, it's like, yo, we're skateboarding. There's just certain people out there that understand the concept of skateboarding. I just love skateboarding. There's reason why I have certain contacts with people. There's reasons for this shit. It's not fucking me dicking around. Like, I don't want to race. I don't even want to. Like, I don't fucking like that shit, bro. I used to battle rap, bro. I'll smoke you on a mic, nigga, make you cry. Fuck out of here. My verbal language destroy you eternally. That's why there's so many people that fucking hate me now. Because they know when I find out you're a piece of shit, I'm going to call you a fucking piece of shit. Yeah, lucky I don't have mic drops in that bitch. Fuck it in. Shit. Yo, no cap, son. No cap. No cap. But you know what's crazy is, like, when people do piece of shit, you just move on. You just move. You don't even talk about it. You move on. You let them be bad. You don't talk about it. You move on. You move on, because you see the anger in them, because you don't give a fuck. Now I'm chilling. That's the crazy shit. Now I'm chilling. I don't have to be a part of that community. Like, it's sad, honestly. Like, these guys shunned Uncle Funky's, the last skateboard, longboard shop. They're all about longboard. It's the only longboard shop in New York City. Y'all niggas is gonna order from Zoomies and online. Yo, you really, like, this is the wildest thing about this shit, bro. This is wild. They'll destroy, like, it's self-eating, bro. It's fucking children of the corn, like my boy Mark said. It's children of the fucking corn, bro. Like, son, Ian's on drugs again. Let's get this shit straight. Ian's getting high again. Because that was really disappointing. Man, I put in time for that shit. We raised a few thousand dollars. Yeah. I'll get his fucking legs fixed. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you where I seen fucking Ian. But I don't think he deserves that. That man is a fucking... He's still a really good soul. He actually needs help. So if you ever see Ian on the street, please remind Ian that he needs to go to fucking rehab. There's a few people that need to go to fucking rehab and reevaluate their choices. Their life choices. Right now, things are going swimmingly for me. This is my first episode back. I'm rearranging how the show's going to be done. I'm going to have my rants. And then we're going to interview guests. We're going to interview real guests. We're going to interview honest guests. We're going to interview people who fucking shred and don't give a shit about fucking politics, fucking bullshit, fucking anything. And you just talk about fucking, we're going to talk skateboarding, we're going to talk whatever the shit that we want to talk. This is why I created the Gnarly Munchies, to create real fucking stories in the community. Not some clout chasing shit. I hate clout chases. I sit on a fucking corner in there and wait for orders. Niggas come to me asking questions. Like, nigga, I'm not your guru. But you know what? It's crazy. I'm just like, I guess that is what emboldens me. And I accept it. I be chilling, son. I helped a man the other day. He was having a really bad overdose trip. He was on heroin. We was overheating. Shout out to that dude. I forgot his name, but I have his Instagram, man. I got a link with that dude to smoke with him because he brought the water through. I went back out to get more water. He dumped that shit on his head. That man was thankful, but he could have died because he would have fucking passed out, overheated, dehydrated, dead somewhere. Hopefully he make it through a couple of days, or he finds counseling and he makes a change in life. I ain't seen him out there in a little bit. I'm just hoping. I have hope for humanity, man. That's the even craziest shit. I have hope for people. Genuine hope. And this is all random off-topic rant, bro. Like, just rant. I have genuine hope for people. I think we can do real good. I think we can expand to a point where this shit is global, bro. Global. But the things that's holding this shit back is really fucking stupid. And I mean extremely fucking stupid. So, what's the pathway forward? What is a pathway forward? I don't know. I like what Brandon Desjardins is doing with the whole tour thing, but it's also like fucking, I know what that is. It's cool, but it's not really my thing. I want to interview those guys and ask about the experiences and real life shit, but like, it's marketed. It's a good marketed campaign. Like same thing like them Gnarly Munchies. Who the fuck doesn't want to make money doing the thing they love? But to be completely honest, dude, I want to make what I do. I love what I do, and what I love. Simultaneously get paid for it. Like, I want it to matter. It has to matter. It has to really fucking matter. And I want to mean matter. It has to mean something culturally. Universally. People have to relate to it from many levels. From many countries. Universal is powerful. Just like last year when I put on Style Sessions. That's these decisions. These like making decisions that you think that would actually work. I'm like, all right, if we do it here, this, that, and the third, boom. People are looking at the same imagery over and over and over and over again. It's time. You got to move around. You got to create stories. You got to do something different. I like how Lanyas brought back Skate and Explore. Lanyas definitely brought back Skate and Explore. I love Lanyas. I'm not even going to sit here and act like I don't like Lanyas. I love Lanyas. I always love Lanyas Skate and Explore. Keep that shit going. It needs to keep going. Fucking A. Like, you really think about this shit, bro. This shit is amazing. When you sit there and see people seeing different cultures, like you see all 50 states, you just see culture as you're traveling around skateboarding, and then somebody else will be like, hey, wow, that shit's crazy, I'm gonna do that. Or I'm gonna go there and skate. Just on a vacation or some shit. Like, it's weird. At this point, I guess the city is weird in itself. It's very weird. It's just a group of people. Oh, it's not even a group of people. It's one manipulative fuck. Skate, so you can't deny that, but it's a manipulative fuck. But I really don't give a shit. And one guy's a fucking racist. Yes, black people could be racist. Let's establish that fucking fact. Because, nigga, I was racist. Fuck out of here. I was racist. Black people could be racist. You could be racist, bro. People be mad ignorant when they be like, yo, son, black people can't be racist. Or this. Yeah, I got this shit going on in the background right now. I should skate. While this motherfucker's going on. And we really record the podcast. My boy's sitting right in the doorway. And that's not even a fucking lot. My boy's up. So. Anyway. I keep ranting. It's about 30 minutes in. This is the first time I ever ranted. About anything. Dave said I should have did a podcast on this shit. Whatever, bro. It's really whatever, because it's sad. It's, to me, I think about the scene right now. I think about who's running this shit. I think in New York City, a lot of y'all failed, bro. A lot of y'all niggas failed. Y'all failed. The ones who came up with me failed to step up. Because they didn't want that mantle anyway. They let these fucking goobers fucking take over. Y'all really let these goobers take over. No cap, son. And I remember one of y'all sent me a message and was like, son. You was like, son, I wish you would stay out of trouble. I'm like, nah, nigga, there's really goobers out here taking over, son. This shit became a Gooberville, bro. It's like, no respect for the scene, no respect for the skate shops, no respect for the community. If Noah was here, he would shut that shit down, bro, and Noah's not here anymore. Smell me? I tried, fuck that shit, I'm done, nigga. I'm doing my own thing. I'm interviewing people that I give a fuck about, bro. Like, skaters that I really, truly think deserve this shit. Like, I want to talk to. Like, I want to sit with. And I really think deserves a higher platform. From homies to whatever, bro. We gonna be really real. And I think I have an idea who my first guest is going to be. Like, no cap, son. The real Bronx bomber. I'll holler at y'all later, man. Let's go see if that real Bronx Bum is going to talk to me this week. I hope y'all have a beautiful and fantastic time on this planet. And do the shit you love endlessly, because skateboarding is fucking amazing, man. It changed my life. I hope it affects you in some type of way, in a positive. Well, if it's mental, physical, emotional, or just brings you together with a friend or family. I'm not with this tribe mind shit. I'm an individual. I've never been a part of a tribe. And if you want to act funny and act more a part of a tribe while you associate with people who violate the community, fuck off. Good day.